You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Boston has more than 30,000 people of Puerto Rican descent, the second most represented group of Latinos in the city, according to city data. And a new initiative called the Bori Corridor puts Puerto Rican art center stage this year. The project brings performers from Puerto Rico to multiple Northeast cities, including Boston, offering audiences here a slice of the island. Elsa Mosquera created Bori Corridor, and last week she joined me in Studio 2. Ángel David Matos called in from Puerto Rico to join us. He's pianist and leader of Jazz Boricua. They are playing Boston as part of the Bori Corridor on April 14th. And Elsa started with what inspired her to create the Bori Corridor.
You know, I lived in Boston for the past 10 years, but when I got here, I was the director for arts programs at Inquilinos Boricuas en Acción. But very fast, I knew that there were a lot of Puerto Ricans living in the diaspora, living around the Boston area, and that we were really not connected. It was very important for me to bring Puerto Rican artists to the Boston area, but it was very hard, very costly and all that. So it's really 10 years later that I said, you know, this is really the time to make sure that we have a map where we can identify all the Puerto Rican organizations working in the northeastern part of the United States, where there are plenty of Puerto Ricans and organizations, and a tour that will serve audiences and people will have the amazing opportunity to hear amazing artists from Puerto Rico here in Boston.
So literally put the diaspora on the map.
Absolutely.
And then invite people to an experience of that map.
Exactly.
So, Ángel David, do you perform often in this New England corridor?
Well, I have performed there, but not as frequent as I want to do it. We've been to Boston before a couple of times in Berkeley.
Berklee College of Music?
Yes. We did a presentation there in 2006 and 2009. I also went there to play with Pedrito Guzman and Ibaro Jazz. Of course, I would like to play all around. But yeah, we in the Boston community, we have a lot of friends, and it's going to be a pleasure to be there.
So back in 2019, musician Fabiola Mendez was talking to WBUR. She's a local Puerto Rican musician. I know you know her. She pioneered the Cuatro at Berklee College of Music. And here is what she told WBUR back in 2019 about her own journey coming from Puerto Rico to Boston to study.
Usually people in Puerto Rico, when they come to the States, they usually call it crossing the pond. A lot of people emigrate to the United States. Here it was hard at first, you know, the sun wasn't the same and all these sort of metaphors. But then at the end I said, like I say here, I learned how to live and to love and to learn, because I feel like I wouldn't have grown as much if I hadn't come to this side of the pond.
So that sense of finding home in mainland U.S. as well, that sense of crossing a pond and creating home multiple places, how do the arts help us do that, Elsa?
I mean, as you know, I live and breathe this every single day. So I believe the arts are the way to make yourself feel that you belong. It's the way that you feel that you have a community that supports you. It's to feel that there is a community that shares the same values, the same way that you, what you laugh about, how you cry, how you say things. Just being able to be in a space where you hear things in Spanish, things that resonate with your heart in the same way. That's what arts do, and that's what we're trying to do, serving this Puerto Rican community.
So let's bring some of the art now into it. And Ángel David, I'm going to play a song by Jazz Boricua. This is Corazón Boricua. And I'm going to bring it up a little bit so we can hear it. Now we'll bring it down. We'll let it play in the background a little while we talk. I'm curious your reaction to what you just heard from Elsa. I mean, I'm speaking to you. You're in Puerto Rico. So I wonder if that sense of longing resonates with you because you're there.
The fact that we're going there to play for the diaspora is a unique moment where I can transfer the experience we have here and put them in their hearts through the music, because music is what unifies us. At the end of the day, that's what we want, to be one. If I'm here or you're there, we're all one.
I'm going to bring the music back up again for just a minute. And again, this is Corazon Boricua we're listening to by Jazz Boricua. And Angel David Matos is the pianist and leader of the group. Now, Angel David, there are all kinds of genres and traditions in every culture. But tell me a little bit, if you can, what is Puerto Rican jazz? Tell me a little bit about how you would characterize Puerto Rican jazz.
Since we've been part of the United States for so long, and especially during the time that jazz was coming to life, as a matter of fact, one of our composers, Rafael Hernandez, was one of the first musicians that took jazz to Europe. So we've been in the spot for a long time. But now, so what we're doing is trying to mix those ideas from the jazz and the Puerto Rican folkloric music to bring what is a new brand of jazz, which is Jazz Boricua.
So if I were going to pick, I have a couple of other songs of yours that I could play here next based on what you just said. I could play Traditions or I could play Soundcheck. Which one would you pick for me to play next?
No, Traditions.
All right, so let's bring up Traditions here. Now, I feel like I've even heard that is a folk song because I think I've heard Fabiola Mendez play a version of it here in Studio 2. This is based on Puerto Rican folk music, yes?
Yes, it's based on the Aguinaldo Jibaro, which is the oldest Aguinaldo we have. And it's recognized by everyone that has been in touch with our culture.
So, Elsa, you're smiling from ear to ear. Let's keep the music going. Tell me. I mean, you look so happy. Tell me.
I mean, this is really a dream come true. I wanted to say, and I don't want to forget about saying how important this project is to support Puerto Rican artists and really to open the opportunity to connect with a natural audience. We are Puerto Ricans. We are just living in the other side of the pond. But we are the same people. So it's amazing to have the opportunity to bring artists like the caliber of Angel David, Fabiola, I mean, and the rest of the people that we're bringing through the tour to be able to connect with that audience that actually is their audience.
So as we fade out Traditions here, tell me a little bit more, Elsa Mosquera, about the other artists that have come through in this semester. I understand we're talking about semesters. There'll be another in the fall of Puerto Rican performances.
I mean, we just finished the first performance, which was a comedy troupe. We had full theaters in every city, and it was amazing to see that a show that it was totally spoke in Spanish was full in every city. So that means that the audience was expecting to hear these Puerto Rican artists, and at the same time, artists were ready to connect with that audience. So we were thrilled to do that. Then we have Jazz Boricua, which in Boston will be on Sunday, April 14th at 6 p.m. in Arlington Street Church, right in center of Boston. Very easy to get there. And then in May, we will have Hermes Croato, a folk musician, singer-songwriter, beloved by many Puerto Ricans. And then in the fall, we have Kiani, one of the greatest, in my opinion, Afro-Puerto Rican voices of her generation, a young woman, amazing. And then we end up the tour with Quintuples, a seminal theater play from our beloved writer, Luis Rafael Sanchez.
So let's bring up the last piece of music we want to share here from Jazz Boricua. This is Soundcheck. Angel David Matos, when you perform here on April 14th, what do you want audiences to take away from Jazz Boricua's music?
The fact that we can be all together in one thing. We can have all differences, but when we come to music and art, we are just one mind. And from jazz and Puerto Rican music, we're gonna create one thing that's gonna bring the fire in the heart of the Puerto Ricans that are over there, and we'll make a connection with them so they can remember that also in jazz, Boricuas are doing their thing.
Angel David Matos is a pianist and leader of the group Jazz Boricua. He'll be one of the groups performing in Boricorder. Elsa Mosquera is co-founder and principal at Agora Cultural Architects and creator of Boricorder. Thanks so much to both of you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.